Listener Production.
Hi, it's Jessica Heatley with your local news briefing. Hopefully you've made the most out of the warmer weather. Both Cairns and Mareeba hit highs of 31 degrees last week, but a cold front moving up through the Sunshine State has forecaster G1 Park saying we could soon face much cooler overnight temperatures.
Probably the coolest day would be Wednesday by look of it. Cairns may see the minimum temperatures dropping down to about 17 degrees and the maximum 26, but Mareeba reaching down to 12 degrees minimum and maximum 24. That's a couple of degrees cooler than the seasonal average.
Far northern boaties are urged to keep an eye on wind warnings, particularly those north of Cairns who plan to take to the water. The Rail, Tram and Bus Union is demanding all levels of government speed up the removal of train-level crossings in Queensland. It's as new figures show a person is killed or injured every 3 days on the country's rail network. The union's Peter Allen says any further delays are hurting commuters and Queensland Rail staff.
They carry trauma with them after every incident. These are the incidents that follow people, not just the person who's victim of the accident, but also the people who witness it.
And Saturday night saw a near 900 guests attend the Far North Queensland Emergency Services Charity Gala Ball. It's been deemed a success by organisers. The event expected to boost Cairns' homelessness charity, Rosie's. Founder of the F&Q Emergency Services Association, John Bakalakis, says it's a nice break for our local heroes.
We're on the roadside. We're at a traumatic incident. We're dealing with our work, the F&Q Emergency Services Charity Ball. It gives us a chance to get together in a different atmosphere. It gives you a release from the tensions of the job.
Our Cairns Marlins proved too strong for the Townsville Heat at home over the weekend. It was a round end to the season before finals, coming away victorious by a solid 48 points, 116 to just 68 the final score. Bad news for our girls, the Dolphins fell to the Townsville Flames 64 to 95. The Science Briefing is a new 15-minute podcast about the science of everything. Download the Listener app to listen for free.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now. Listener.